The roads were empty and slick with rain. Jane is right, Barak, Alma told me as we passed the university. You should go see Sarah, but I won't go with you.
Why not?
It's this business with the old man's estate. Sarah is one of the people who has disputed the will. She's been telling people that Roy, Bernard, myself, that none of us are the old man's children.
Alma sighed.
I don't know. A part of me sympathizes with her. She's had a hard life. She never had the chances the old man had, you see, to study or go abroad. It made her very bitter. She thinks that somehow my mom, myself, that we are to blame for her situation.
But how much could the old man's estate be worth?
Not much, Alma said. Maybe a small government pension, a piece of worthless land. I try to stay out of it. Whatever is there has probably been spent on lawyers by now. But you see, everyone expected so much from the old man. He made them think that he had everything, even when he had nothing. So now, instead of getting on with their lives, they just wait and argue among themselves, thinking that the old man is somehow going to rescue them from his grave. Bernard has learned the same waiting attitude. You know, he is really smart, Barak, but he just sits around all day doing nothing. He dropped out of school, and he doesn't have much prospects for finding work. I've told him that I would help him get into some sort of trade school, whatever he wants, just so he's doing something, you know. He'll say okay, but when I ask if he's gotten any applications or talked to schoolmasters, nothing's been done. Sometimes I feel like unless I take every step with him, nothing will happen. Maybe I can help.
Yeah, maybe you can talk to him, Alma said. But now that you're here, coming from America, you're part of the inheritance, you see. That's why Sarah wants to see you so much. She thinks I'm hiding you from her because you're the one with everything.
The rain had started again as we parked the car. A single light bulb jutting from the side of the building sent webbed, liquid shadows across Alma's face.
The whole thing gets me so tired, Barak, she said softly. You wouldn't believe how much I missed Kenya when I was in Germany. All I could do was think about getting back home. I thought how I never feel lonely here, and family is everywhere. Nobody sends their parents to an old people's home or leaves their children with strangers. Then I'm here, and everyone is asking me for help, and I feel like they're all just grabbing at me and that I'm going to sink. I feel guilty because I was luckier than them. I went to university. I can get a job. But what can I do, Barak? I'm only one person.
I took Alma's hand and we remained in the car for several minutes, listening to the rain as it slackened.
You asked me what my dream was, she said finally. Sometimes I have this dream that I will build a beautiful house on our grandfather's land. A big house where we can all stay and bring our families, you see. We could plant fruit trees like our grandfather, and our children would really know the land and speak Luo and learn our ways from the old people. It would belong to them.
We can do all that, Alma, I said.
She shook her head.
Let me tell you what I start thinking then. I think of who will take care of the house if I'm not here. I think, who can I count on to make sure that a leak gets fixed or that the fence gets mended? It's terrible, selfish, I know. All I can do when I think this way is to get mad at the old man, because he didn't build this house for us. We are the children, Barak. Why do we have to take care of everyone? Everything is upside down. Crazy. I had to take care of myself, just like Bernard. Now I'm used to living my own life, just like a German. Everything is organized. If something is broken, I fix it. If something goes wrong, it's my own fault. If I have it, I send money to the family, and they can do with it what they want, and I won't depend on them, and they won't depend on me.
It sounds lonely, I said.
Oh, I know, Barak. That is why I keep coming home. That is why I'm still dreaming.